From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive today, prepare for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We welcome you to the month of November. This is our first podcast in the month of November, and we're thankful for all of you who have listened to several podcasts before this. If you have not listened to any of them, many of them are on iTunes. In fact, all of them are on iTunes. You can also find them on our website, alegacyoffaith.us. We are thankful for you joining us today, and as we've done a couple of times before, Leah is not with me on this particular podcast. We are joined by a special guest all the way from the wonderful state of Missouri, the southwestern side of the state. We're joined by Heather Cobb. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adam. I'm happy to be here.
Heather is from southwest Missouri, the Joplin area, Neosho, I believe, but she's there now, and she grew up there, but in between those times, she lived in Nashville. We got to know each other while she was here as a member at Lebanon Road, and we're thankful for our friendship, and sorry she moved away, but you could do a lot worse than moving to Missouri, right, Heather?
So true.
The program today is one that's a little bit different for us on A Legacy of Faith, and we have asked you to come on to talk about something that is in your past, something that's part of your story, but something a lot of people don't like to talk about. But you are very open about your story. We're calling our program today, How My Divorce Has Helped Me Help Families. And one of the things that Leah and I appreciate about you, Heather, is not just our friendship, but how this is part of your story, but how you are very open about that and just making it part of your life story. And so, while I know there's no way to boil the story down to just a few minutes, we do want to just give you a few moments here to kind of set up our questions and things by letting us know a little bit about your story and your background so then we can enter into our discussion for today.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just start at the beginning.
That's a very good place to start, according to Julie Andrews.
I know, right. That's why I almost said that, too. Well, I got married several years ago, and I was married for a couple years. I didn't know personally that there was anything wrong in my marriage. A lot of that probably was due to me being naive. That's the blame I put on myself for that. But I didn't know anything was really wrong, and it was actually on a trip back from Neosho when I was in a car with my then-husband back from Christmas Eve celebration with my parents, that I accidentally stumbled across information on his phone that he was looking into getting a divorce. And up to that point, I had no idea that he was unhappy or, that there was issues in our marriage. And after that, things moved really quickly. I asked if we could do marital counseling. He wasn't open to doing that. And in just a few weeks, really, he had moved out. And a week after that, I had divorce papers in my mailbox, and after that, he never came back. I asked him often to, and we tried. I tried everything I knew to do to get him back, and none of it worked. So about 6 months later, the divorce was final, and since then, I haven't had any contact with him. I wish him the best, but I know that's not very many details, so if there's anything else that you'd like me to share, I'm happy to, but that's the general, gist of the story.
That gives our listeners a good thumbnail sketch of, as you said, just how quickly everything happened. As you said, you didn't really suspect anything or know anything, and then within about 6 months or so, the divorce was final. And of course, we knew you then, and we know that you had a lot of friends, and your work was very helpful with you and everything. But we're not really going this direction with the program for our main subject. But just for a few moments, I'm sure we have listeners just because of the title of the program, who search iTunes or search the internet for materials to hear others who are going through similar things. What were some of those things that helped you? I know that it's still difficult, it's still emotional, but what were some things that helped you sort of, and this may be the wrong way of putting it, Heather, but just helped you sort of put one foot in front of the other when you were just blindsided?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime I share my story, I tell everyone that because of the people in my life is the only, besides God, God and the people in my life are the reason that I survived this experience at all. First of all, I ended up on your and Leah's couch at least once. I don't know if more. Several people fed me, made sure that I had a place to sleep if I needed it. Nights that I was lonely, I would go over to friends' houses or a church family member's houses. So people took care of me in that way. People provided me with financial assistance. Divorce is not a cheap thing, so several people, family and friends, helped me with that. I often like to bring up my brothers in Christ. I don't have any brothers by birth, but I have really awesome brothers in Christ who stepped in and did some of the mainly things in my life that I needed help with. My car had fallen apart at that point, and so they helped me fix it when it needed it, and then helped me with shopping for a new car. They were also very protective of me and made sure that I was safe and living in a safe area. My sisters in Christ were also amazing to me, and they were there for me every moment. They sent me flowers on what would have been my first, what would have been an anniversary had I still been married. People sent me tons of cards, just so many things. People just really showed their love for me and reached out for me, and the older ladies at church were awesome too. I remember distinctly one of them telling me to read my Psalms, which was very helpful. And that's something I always go back to if I'm feeling down. I go to Psalms and read that. So just so much love was shown to me. That's one of the most amazing things about going through this experience, was seeing God's love through His people.
And I'm sure some of this is, you know, introvert, extrovert, or just personality driven, but do you think that there are some people who go through a divorce, or especially when they're blindsided with even the possibility, that sort of have the opposite reaction as you had? They sort of retreat, they try to get away from people and don't accept help? Or do you think that's just more something maybe I'm dreaming up here?
No, I definitely think that is the case. Someone that we both know, but I'm not going to say their name, gave me some really good advice whenever early on in the situation, and he shared with me his experience that he went through, and he told me to not retreat. He was like, I did that and it was not good for me. So that was something that was brought to my attention of, you know, don't do that. Don't seclude yourself. Let people help you. You know, and of course I am, as you know, an extrovert, so that's natural for me, but coming from someone who had been through it, I really took that to heart that, you know, I need to be around people. I need to not seclude myself. I need to let people help me and help me get through this situation and help me to be strong.
And of course, anyone who's listening to this, you know, as we've said, this is very much just a thumbnail sketch. We were with you for part of that time, and we didn't know everything. We don't need to know everything, but we saw and heard a whole lot more than what you're sharing here. But one of the things we want to get to for the bulk of our time together is how you've used this, because, you know, Leah and I and so many others who know you are just amazed, not just that you've, you know, put one foot in front of the other, or, you know, got on with your life, or whatever cliche, you know, we want to throw in here. But you have used, in many ways, this difficult time in your life or this difficult season to be a help to so many people. And in a lot of ways, that started almost immediately. Did you sense that even though you were obviously hurting, very emotional, did you sense even in the days or weeks following when you were first, you know, confronted with this, that helping others was something you needed to do? Or did you feel it was something that you just kind of, and again, this is probably not the best way of putting it, but something you kind of had to do?
I definitely think that it was a good thing for me to do. I think I learned pretty quickly that was helpful to me. It gave me a purpose. It gave the whole situation a purpose for me. It made it not pointless to go through. So it helped me become a stronger person. And then I've tried to use it to help other people when they're going through a similar situation, or, you know, just if they know someone who's going through a similar situation. I feel in the church that, at least growing up, I felt like there's a huge stigma when it comes to divorce. I don't think people really understand it. I don't think you really can unless you've gone through it. Put you in a special club that no one wants to be in. And you don't really understand that pain until you've gone through it. And once you have, it just opens your eyes to, you know, the stigma that's there. People it's awkward for them to deal with. And so that's why I've tried to be so open about it and tried to help others as openly as I can, because I know what it's like, and I feel like it's something that needs to be addressed, and something that I was trying to educate people who didn't know what it was like so that they could help others as well.
And one of the things you've done, where we're getting the title for the program this particular week, is you've somehow used your divorce to even help other families. And as you said, one thing that may seem almost natural is you've gone through this, and so you can reach out to someone who maybe has gone through a divorce and is struggling with it, or who may be facing a separation, or just a time where they've been blindsided too. But one thing you've done is you've helped, Leah and I are still married, we still have children, but you have been able to reach out to other families, husbands and wives or families with children. And I want you to just take a few moments to talk about just some things, and they don't have to be anything, earth-changing, but earth-shattering, but just things that you've done through your situation to help out families.
And any of this was the topic, and it's something I've been thinking on. It's funny because I often, as you asked first, I often really focus more on how families helped me. So this was an interesting subject to consider. But, the first thing which that I've done is I wrote a blog. I've stopped, at least at this point in time, but that was one of the first things I felt like I needed to do. And that was really therapeutic to me, but it also felt like I was educating others on what I was going through and what others like me go through, and how people can help them. So if you, as a family, if you have a family member, someone that you're close to that has gone or is going through something, I felt like I could provide information with how to help that person. I also always encourage my sisters in Christ not to take their husbands for granted. I know that people get fed up with their spouses, and
spouses. You're kidding. Right? That actually happens?
I know, right? And wives get, irritated with their husbands, but, I tried to encourage them to, see that they're there, they stayed, you're working through stuff, and that's important. I don't know if this is really what you're wanting, but, now as a single person, I'm a single person, but I've also been married, so it puts me in kind of a weird category, so I can see, I can help both singles and married, married's not really the word, but couples, and encouraging them with certain aspects of life that I have gone through. But also, I am single now, so I'm able to do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do when I was married or if I had a family. And so, I love to be able to watch kids. I don't have any kids of my own, so I love to try to help out families in that way, which sounds simple, but it gives a couple time to spend together or, alone time, whatever they need. So that's something I like to do too. Anytime anyone asks me for advice or about my experience, I try to be open and honest and help guide them to resources that might be helpful for them, or if they're going through something with their spouse, or if they have someone close to them that's going through their spouse or that's going through issues with their spouse.
Those are all great things, and you mentioned the blog. I should have cut you off for a second just to say that we will link to that in the show notes for this episode, because obviously, being the World Wide Web, it's still there. You're not writing on it currently, but the archives are still there, and someone who may be struggling, or as you said, someone who just needs a resource, will find great encouragement there. And one of the things you did, and you mentioned in your answer there, was it was therapeutic. This was not And I'm not saying this to make fun of you. You did not try to make it any kind of scholarly stuff. You tried to make it, this is my experience. This is sort of my emotion on a computer page. And I remember several times getting text messages from you or whatever saying, I can't believe how many people are reading these articles.
I know. That's why I would be amazed with how many hits I was getting that day. It was really awesome. That's about the only word I can think of.
It was, and we'll link to that, because it's still helpful. Those archives are still there, and it still shows the emotional side, but also you did put some resources on there and some things that specifically helped you. And one thing I want to circle back to as well that you mentioned there, and I remember not a lot of times, but several times being in a Bible class that you were in or teaching a Bible class that you were in, and you mentioned that you were able to help people who are married as well as singles. You kind of had both perspectives. And I remember several times you raising your hand in class or speaking up in class and just kind of not in any way berating your ex-husband or anything like that, but just saying, this is how it looks to someone who's been through what I've been through. And I think to those of us who've never been through that, it meant a lot to hear that because it gave us a different way to look at a scripture or a topic that we were thinking about. And some people may think, I don't need to speak up in a Bible class. Like you said, you're kind of in a special club you don't want to be in, as you put it. But it does make a difference, and it does help people who hopefully will never go through what you've gone through, but it gives a perspective that they've probably never considered.
Yes, and I think that's really important, and not just with divorce. Any hardship that someone goes through that is unique or not everybody experiences, I think it's really important to speak up and share with others, especially your brothers and sisters in Christ, because not only can they encourage you, but they can use that information to build themselves up and to encourage others.
Well, before we close up shop, Heather, I want to circle back around to something, let you just talk for a couple of moments. You've given some things you specifically, basically those are things that fit your personality and those sorts of things. But you mentioned, as you were talking about, it was important for you to help others. It gave you a purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm certain that as this program is going out over the weeks and months and years, hopefully it's online through iTunes and elsewhere, that someone will stumble across this program to listen to it just simply based on the title itself. And you've mentioned that helping others gave you a purpose. I want you just to kind of run with that thought for a second and kind of speak to somebody who may be listening to this, who's never heard of me, never heard of you, but just kind of stumbled across this about how helping others gave you and still gives you purpose in this situation.
Well, going through grief, because that's what divorce is, it's a unique kind of grief, I guess, all grief is, but you can get really, really caught up in it. You can get caught up in the depression, you can get caught up in the sadness and the awfulness that's happening to you, but being able to help others takes your focus off of that. It takes your focus off of yourself. It makes you less selfish. It helps you to see that there are other people in the world and other people that are struggling and need help as well, and that you can use your energy instead of sitting at home feeling sorry for yourself, which is okay every now and again. Like, you don't want to wear yourself out. But instead of doing that, to use your talents and the time that you have now and your experience to do God's work and to go out and help others that are in need, that, whether it's a widow that is lonely too because she lost her husband but in a different way, or, parents that need help watching their kids, or another single lady that's struggling, whether she's been married or not. There's just a lot of ways that you can help others, even though you've gone through something terrible. And I think that's really important to use your time and your efforts to do that, because not only is it going to help others, but it really, really helps yourself. It helps you not be so depressed. It helps you see God in ways that you haven't seen him before. And it just makes life a lot better.
Heather Cobb, all the way from the state of Missouri. We miss you here in Nashville, but we appreciate
you guys so much too.
We appreciate you being willing to come on the program and not just tell your story, but tell how you've used it for good. And it's been such an encouragement to us and to all of our listeners. Thank you for taking the time to do this with us.
You're welcome. Can I say one more thing real fast?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if someone's listening to this that one is thinking about divorce, do everything you can to fight that and to keep your marriage together. Divorce is one of the worst things I think anybody could ever, ever go through. And if there's a way to save your marriage, please try it, because you won't have any regrets about it if you try. And if you are going through divorce or having struggles with your marriage, the best advice I ever got, and I did write a blog entry about this if you check out my blog, is the best advice was to keep your integrity. You won't regret that either. Whatever you're going through, no matter how hard it is, if you focus on keeping your integrity and not having any regrets on the way that you act and how you behave during the whole situation, you will be able to look back with the whole situation with a lot more peace than what you might if you lose your integrity or don't fight for your marriage. I just wanted to add that real fast. I think that's important.
I'm glad you did. Those are great thoughts. And as we said a few moments ago, we will link to your blog on the show notes for this episode. And those show notes can be found at fawnfamily.com/8, the number 8, fawnfamily.com/8. And if you can't remember that, you can just go to iTunes and search for the podcast, and we'll link through there as well. But Heather, we appreciate you being with us. And all of our listeners, we want to remind you that we'll be back with you in 2 weeks on November the 20th. Leah will be back with me on that particular program. We appreciate you for listening to A Legacy of Faith. And until next time, remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you do so together.